Day 9, transform your idea into an offer. All right, like I mentioned about the Side Hustle Selector module, this one we have a video module as well about going from idea to offer, which is going to go into some more detail. Here, I'll make sure there's not too much duplication. I'm going to include some different examples to make sure that it's just kind of reinforced with you. And the most important thing is to get in the habit of thinking of offers, like right from the beginning. Remember how I mentioned that you must have a revenue model from the beginning, like when you're first thinking about your side hustle idea? Well, how's it actually going to make money? Don't leave that until later. Now, this practice of getting in the habit of thinking of offers is going to help. If you think about offers almost as soon as you think of ideas, you'll be thinking more specifically at the outset. And of course, specificity is good. So what's an offer? Well, as a reminder, we don't buy ideas, we buy products and services. And those products and services are almost always positioned in the form of an offer. An offer is something like take a bicycling trip through French vineyards to celebrate a slower way of life. Only 6 spots are available, register now for $450. Or it could be as simple as, you know, buy these breath mints at the checkout aisle, you'll feel better, and they just cost $2. But the point is there's usually 3 elements, and these elements are either stated or they're implied. First element is the promise, how your hustle will change somebody's life. Second is the pitch, like why they should purchase or sign up now. And the third is the price, like what it costs to purchase or sign up and how to do it, that call to action. So we look at those couple brief examples, like how will your hustle change somebody's life? What is the promise? Well, the promise of the bicycling trip is like, we're going to celebrate a slower way of life. We're going to have this nostalgia. Like maybe we didn't even grow up in France and never experienced the slower way of life, but we have this idea in our head. And that idea is going to be reinforced by experiencing this trip. And your life is going to be changed, right? Or the promise is like these breath mints, you're going to feel better. It's a pretty simple thing you can do. It's not going to cost much. You don't have to think about it. You're just going to buy these breath mints, then you're going to feel better. And the pitch, you know, for the bicycling trip is like, hey, by the way, only 6 spots are available. Like we need you to register. And for the breath mints, it's like, you know, once again, pretty simple decision. You don't have to think too hard about this. Just pick up those breath mints, put them on the counter, check out. And the price, you know, the call to action, that's that thing about how, you know, only 6 spots are available. Register now for $450. Here's how you do it. You click this link, put this on the counter and pay for it, like whatever it is. Here's how you do it. Here's how much it's going to cost you. So let's look at a different example in a bit more depth. It's going to be from episode 311 from the show, 311. It's about a former construction inspector who earns $200,000 helping students pass exams. I really like this one because he is using specialized knowledge. This is an industry in which you advance by getting certifications called certs. And these certs are not easy. You have to study for a test. There's a lot of extensive study involved because this field is essentially a gatekeeping field in that people who are successful end up making a lot of money. So it takes some time to kind of work through the ranks. And they want to limit those ranks, you know, for safety, of course, but also because not everybody can do this. And if everybody could do it, then the price would be lower. So he helps people pass the exams. He's had lots of experience with this himself. He was actually a former teacher who turned into a construction inspector after he got burned out. And he built this side hustle by developing a series of courses. So I went to look at his website, and this is basically how he describes what he does. He says, our courses feature real plans that we ship to your address, 25 to 30 hours of instruction, practice tests that you can revisit at any time, and access to online one-on-one coaching with an expert instructor. We are here to help you pass the test. Price is $449 and all kinds of topics, you know, reinforced concrete, structural welding, steel and bolting, etc. So this is a really well-constructed offer. It clearly has all 3 of those elements like front and center. Our courses feature real plans that we ship to your address, 25 to 30 hours of instruction, practice tests. You're going to get this. You're going to get access to online one-on-one coaching. We are here to help you. It's like this reassurance. We are here to help you pass the test. That is the outcome we are going for. And when you pay $449, then, you know, this is what you're going to get. You're going to have to do the work, but we're going to make it simple. We're going to show you what to study so that you have much higher odds of success. So now over to you. Before going any further, or at least like throughout this process, whenever you're thinking about ideas, see if you can shift your idea into a simple yet specific offer. So you're going to think, okay, what is my idea? What is my promise? What is my pitch? And what is my price? What is a call to action? Specifically about pricing, we're going to have a separate conversation about that. I believe it's in day 12, it's coming up soon. But if you're not sure, you can just pick something for now. The point is like, how can you simplify and say, how am I going to change the world? Because that's really what it's all about with your promise. How am I going to change the world or at least change my customer's life, whether it's breath mints or getting ahead in their career and making more money by getting a certification in something. And what is my pitch? Why is it important for them to pay attention to this now? In the case of the construction inspector, like he's really clear in showing his authority. It's like, we've got these practice tests. We've got expert instructors that are going to coach you, and we are here to help you pass the test. Again, reassurance, really strong. And then, of course, the pitch is like, here's where you go and register. So for you, what's the pitch? How do people pay? And we'll talk about that more as well as we go along. And then the goal is to put it all together in a couple of brief and catchy lines, just like that summary I read to you from the construction inspector. How would you describe your offer? Now, by the way, you can also create more than one offer from your idea. You might actually be developing a service that could also be a product. Or here, the construction inspector guy, he's actually got a pretty comprehensive thing already. Like at first I was thinking, well, maybe he could add some coaching or like a practice test. But I realized he actually has got that built in already. But you know, just theoretically, say he didn't have those elements there, maybe he could add those separately, or that's something else that you could purchase. Obviously, what he's doing works really well, but if someone was starting from the ground up, might be something to think about. Anyway, your call to action, go from idea to offer. What's your idea? How can it include that promise, that pitch, and that price?